Thanks for starting your day with the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
Heard about you all over town.
7:43 this morning on SVI Radio. Joining us live over the phone from Cheyenne this morning is Wyoming Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, which does cover the northern portion of Star Valley. Representative Byron, good morning. How is Cheyenne? A long weekend for the House of Representatives.
Good morning, Duke. Cheyenne is great. Yeah, I feel like I just went back to the Capitol this morning for some meetings at 7, and I felt like I had never left. We worked, as you alluded to, we worked till I think about 8:30 on Saturday night. We started at 8 on the third reading budget amendments and had about a half-hour lunch and ended at 8:30. So it was a big push on Saturday, but we got it done. We got the bill out of the body, and it goes on to the Senate Conference Committee now. They'll probably assign that committee today or tomorrow, and the two bodies will start working through the differences and see where we get.
Well, there are some differences, to say the least. So let's talk about what came out of the House with the budget. Some of the top things that were discussed over the last couple of weeks, of course, should raises be given to state employees? What should be done with the University of Wyoming? What should be done with the Wyoming Business Council, PBS, all that stuff? Maybe give us some highlights on some of the big items with the budget bill.
Well, I'll try to take that in order, Duke. Yeah, so the first one you mentioned was state employee raises. So the budget that came out of the House Appropriations Committee that was presented to us, the JAC, included some state pay raises, but not many. And the issue with that is, with troopers getting raises, that's great, and I'm fully supportive of that. But if their support staff, if dispatchers, if the mechanics, if any of the support staff's not able to get a raise and continue to do their job, nor are the troopers. So that was something we continued to battle. And even when you go to YDOT, we need a snowplow driver to plow the roads, and we need the mechanic to work on the snowplow so they can, the trooper can go respond to an accident. So it gets really complicated. And that original budget was pretty weak in terms of state pay raises. Actually had less than 10% of folks getting them. And these aren't raises that are getting you up to 2026 numbers, Duke. These are raises that we're just trying to get the entire table, entire enterprise folks up to 2024 numbers. So third reading budget amendment, we did get that in. That was a huge accomplishment. It should not be going to third reading for that kind of amendment. That should have been handled in second reading or maybe even originally in the JAC. But that's water under the bridge. And then University of Wyoming, yeah, they creatively added a little bit of money back in. I'm a proud alumni. I think you and I have talked about that. And I'll tell you, the fact that they wanted to cut the budget at the University of Wyoming just to get their attention was it was really an unfortunate way to legislate. So the House put a little bit of money back in. The Senate, which is they brought all the funding back in. They brought one amendment on second reading, and it brought the entire Senate budget back to the governor's recommendations, or most of it. So yeah, that was the big discussion about the university, and I think there'll be a very contentious negotiation around that. The Business Council, the Senate has a lot more money in it. We don't have a lot of money in it, but there's a budget amendment passed to do a forensic audit of that that organization, and I think it's really good for the folks to see transparency and dive into what the Business Council does, if it lives in the right place in state government, and how it helps our local communities. Because we heard from dozens and dozens, from Star Valley to Gillette to Sheridan to Cheyenne, of companies that benefited from the help that the Business Council provides. So that was a big one. And then, yeah, public broadcasting. A lot of emails around public broadcasting. It goes more than just radio. There's an integral, an antenna system and emergency notification system tied into that. And we argued about that a lot on the floor, but it didn't go great on the House side. The Senate is in a good position there. And ultimately, that's why we had to work an extra 12 hours is, we had, I think, all said and done, 240 amendments, and probably less than 10% of those ended up getting into the budget. So pretty tough couple days.
Well, you mentioned that the House and Senate budgets now go to a joint committee. So remind our listeners kind of what the process is for the budget now and what will happen moving forward.
So any amendments that were mirrors, so they were same on both sides, those are automatically in the budget. Anything that was a few words off, or one body brought it and one didn't, those are negotiating topics. So they can they'll assign a committee, both the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, and assign a committee, I believe, of six And those folks will go have a public meeting and conference and try to work out their differences and come to an agreement. They usually meet once. Sometimes they'll meet a second time for a final negotiation. If that doesn't go well, there's some latitude of the speaker and the president to assign a new committee to negotiate on behalf of the body. And then also you can go all the way to what's called an open committee, where you reopen the whole budget in committee and you hash out the differences and try to strike a deal. You know, I think given that we didn't pass the supplemental budget last year and how hard we've been working and the fact that we don't need to come back for special session. I mean, the more we come back for special session, it tells me two things. One, we're trying to become a citizen legislature, which I think is a really bad idea and a precedent to set. And number two, I just don't think it's right for the people of Wyoming to have to watch and see that we can't even figure out our differences down here in Cheyenne and do our job. So I'm confident that we'll get something done. And I'm looking forward to getting back to my district. We think a lot of folks wanted to come home this weekend and get some time with their family, and that quickly disappeared on the House side as we worked through the day on Saturday.
Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22 on the Weekday Wake Up with a legislative report from Cheyenne. School recalibration, a big topic. Of course, the House bill from the GAC didn't get introduced, didn't get the vote to be introduced on the House, but the Senate one did with some changes. Has that Senate bill made it to the House yet, or is that still to come?
Yeah, the House side didn't. They voted on that one introduction twice. They tried to bring it back in, and we resisted it. You know, Duke, that is a bad bill on the House side for our Western school districts. You and I talked about that a few weeks ago. You know, I just think the committee didn't do a great job. And kind of getting back to your question today, this morning, Senate has third reading. Last night when I checked, there were two amendments on third reading for the recal bill. I know of one more getting filed this morning. They will have a third reading on that recal bill. I'm fully confident it'll get through that body today. It'll get read into the House probably on Wednesday, and then assigned out to committee. And it's something, you know, we really got to do. Talking to Lincoln 2 and Teton 1, they were supportive of my vote of voting no. I continued to push folks to not introduce that bill, because I don't think if it would have gotten onto the floor, we would have had a chance to amend it. There just wasn't a lot of appetite from that committee to listen to other electeds. So that's kind of been the name of the game down here, Duke. You know, there's 62 of us, and we all come with ideas, and we all come with, you know, the intent to represent our district. But when we're getting these bills jammed down our throat, and we're trying to make them better, trying to do better things, and it's being resisted out of just spite sometimes, and also the theory that, you know, we don't have it right and the folks that worked on the bills have it wrong. It's a bad way to govern. But that Senate bill's coming over. I think it's vastly improved, and I'm actually pretty confident that if we tweak a few more things, I'll be able to vote for it.
Representative, any other pieces of legislation you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
Man, we travel TRW. A lot of our bills got killed on introduction. It's pretty unfortunate. A couple of those bills involve non-resident fees for state trails and stuff that doesn't affect any of our neighbors, any of our resident Wyoming folks, and get some funding into our outdoor recreation space. And those did not make the threshold of the vote, which, you know, I don't know if it was more of an attack on the committee's work or just the will of the body that they don't like fees in general. They don't like when people have to pay for these. They struggle to understand the difference between a fee and a tax. But so a lot of the travel stuff died. We got Corner Crossing. Great bill for outdoors, you know, men and women that are hiking, biking, hunting, and got that over to the Senate. I think there's going to be some amendments coming there. But the other elephant in the room, Duke, is this check gate, and that's been progressing. It really slowed down a lot of the work on the House side, and the public hearing for that is this coming Thursday at 3:00. It'll be on YouTube, and that'll be the public hearing of the committee assigned in the House to do our internal investigation into what went wrong there. Obviously, all parties are innocent until proven guilty. So I want to see that work out. The sheriff's open investigation, and just a big, big black eye on the Wyoming State House. That's been occupying way too much of our time, and it's unfortunate that it happened. It's unfortunate that it didn't get handled differently internally, and we find ourselves at a public hearing on Thursday at 3:00. And it sounds like we're going to adjourn. The House will adjourn to allow all of our members to attend and to watch online. So I think it'll be a lot of people will be paying attention across Wyoming.
That's Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. Representative, thank you so much. We appreciate the update.
Duke, thanks so much. Yeah, we look forward to a post-legislative update when we get to it.
Absolutely. We'll do that for sure. That's Representative Andrew Byron live from Cheyenne this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.